Chapter 2, Detective Fix. A few days later, London's chief of police was sitting in his office at 9 o'clock in the evening. Suddenly, the chief was handed a telegraph that read, Suez, Egypt to London. Rowan, chief of police, Scotland Yard. I've found the bank robber, Phileas Fogg. Quickly send an arrest warrant to Bombay. The telegraph was sent by a British detective named Fix. Mr. Fix had been sent to Suez to hunt for the thief. He was a small, nervous man, with bright eyes and eyebrows that were always twitching up and down. Fix had been waiting at the docks of Suez for several days. He expected the criminal to look like an honest man. In his opinion, the greatest robbers always looked like honest folks. When the Mongolia came into the port, Fix looked carefully at the face of each person getting off the ship. Suddenly, a man came up to him and asked if he knew where he could get a passport stamped. Fix looked at the passport and asked, Is it yours?
No, it's my master's,
said the man. The picture of Phileas Fogg matched the description of the thief exactly.
Where is your master now? Asked Fix.
He's on board the Mongolia.
Fix thought quickly. He knew he would have to get Fogg off the ship and keep him in Suez to catch him.
Your master will have to bring this passport to the consulate to be stamped in person.
I'll go and get him,
said Passepartout. Fix quickly went to the English consul's office and said,
I believe the thief is a passenger on the Mongolia. I need to keep him here until I can get the arrest warrant from London. Can you detain him?
No, I have no right to detain him until an arrest warrant is issued,
said the counsel. At that moment, Fogg and Passepartout entered the office. Fix remained unnoticed at the back of the room. Accepting Fogg's passport, the consul told him,
You know a stamp is unnecessary. No passport is required for British citizens traveling in Egypt or India.
I know, replied Fogg. But I wish to have proof of my travels.
Very well,
said the consul, and he stamped Fogg's passport. Back on the Mongolia, Fogg updated his journal. On that day, Friday, October 9th, he noted his arrival in Suez, and that he had neither gained nor lost any time. Passepartout was enjoying the scenery on the dock.
Well, my friend, said Mr. Fix, walking up to him. Were you able to get your passport stamped all right?
Yes, the passport is fine,
replied Passepartout.
But we're traveling so fast that I feel like I'm journeying through a dream.
Why are you in such a hurry? Asked Mr. Fix.
I'm not in a hurry,
said Passepartout.
But my master is.
But where is your master going? Asked Fix.
Always straight ahead. He is going around the world in 80 days,
exclaimed Passepartout.
He says it's on a wager, but I think something else is going on.
Yes, your master sounds like quite a character. Is he rich?
He's carrying a large amount of cash with him, and he's not afraid to spend it.
All of this information only convinced Fix that Fogg was the thief. Fix returned to the consul's office and asked the consul to send a telegraph to the chief of police.
I'm going to follow this rogue to India, which is English ground. Once that warrant arrives in Bombay, I'll be able to arrest him politely with the warrant in my hand, thought the detective.
During the voyage, Phileas stayed in the saloon playing whist. Meanwhile, Passepartout was enjoying a meal in the forward cabin when Mr. Fix approached him again. While meeting, Fix and Passepartout became friends. By the time the Mongolia reached Aden, they were 15 hours ahead of schedule. And by the time they reached Bombay on October 20th, they'd gained 2 days. Phileas Fogg calmly entered this information in his journal.